Hello, this is the Polycast for Thursday, July 3rd. I'm Tom Weber, in for Mike Mulcahy. The two leading candidates for U.S. Senate have been talking about gas prices a lot lately. Republican Senator Norm Coleman made several stops around Minnesota on Wednesday to talk about the issue. He predicts Congress will return from the 4th of July holiday, prepared to approve a major expansion of offshore drilling. Challenger and DFLer Al Franken was also talking about gas prices Wednesday, but he says Coleman's offshore proposal would do nothing to help in the short term. Minnesota Public Radio's Mark Zedeklik reports.
Norm Coleman started off his energy tour at a St. Paul company called Ideal Printers. Management told Coleman business is slow. There was no talk about the high cost of health care or the war on terrorism, nor were there discussions about reforming Social Security or Medicare. Instead, the focus was exclusively on the high cost of energy.
And you are? I'm Jackie Ashby.
Jackie, very, very nice to meet you.
Jackie Ashby took a break from stacking freshly printed brochures to tell Coleman her 50-mile one-way drive to work is really hurting her finances. She wants something done about the price of gas.
Anything they can do to bring that cost down would sure be helpful. Sometimes I feel like I'm just working to be able to pay for my gas to drive to work.
Standing on the shop floor and addressing all of the workers, Coleman said there's reason to be hopeful about the price of gas.
And I have no doubt, here's my projection.
Coleman told the workers members of Congress, like himself, back home for the 4th of July holiday break, are going to hear their constituents demand that they do something to bring down prices. Coleman predicts that sentiment will be the catalyst for lawmakers to move toward allowing energy companies access to massive oil and natural gas supplies through what's called offshore outer continental shelf drilling.
Right now, you got one side of the aisle that says we should do drilling up in the outer continental shelf, and you have the other side of the aisle that has said, no, we shouldn't do that. But that's all going to change when we come back, because we're going to come back after this break, and people are going to be so angry about the cost of gas and the price of energy and so fearful about the future that we're going to have to do all of it.
Coleman says opening up more areas to exploration and moving ahead with more nuclear production as well as biofuels will bring down gas prices, even if actually deriving fuel from those sources lies a decade into the future.
If you tell the world that we are serious about tapping into our resources and we're serious about not being held hostage, we'll have, I believe, a more immediate impact on the price of gas.
DFL Senate candidate Al Franken says he's not opposed to current offshore drilling. But Franken says he does not support expanding areas for drilling, in part because energy companies are not drilling in millions of offshore acres already available to them. As for Coleman's claim that allowing outer shelf drilling would bring down gas prices, Franken says it's misguided.
The White House disagrees, and so do independent energy experts. The White House says that drilling new leases offshore will not have an effect on energy prices till the year 2030. This is the George W. Bush White House.
Franken and Coleman seem in agreement that the U.S. needs to exploit renewable energy and even expand nuclear energy, but both acknowledge those are long-term projects. For the short term, Franken says the government needs to better regulate the oil market.
We have to do investigations by the FTC and the Justice Department to see if there's been any manipulation in the speculation and just to regulate these future commodities markets and make sure that everything's being done in a kosher way.
Franken says another short-term solution could be found in imposing new windfall taxes on energy companies and directing the money toward working Americans who are being hit hardest by the high cost of energy. Franken is opposed to a so-called gas tax holiday, which Coleman favors. However, Franken is now in agreement with Coleman that with gas prices around $4 a gallon, now is no time to consider increasing the federal gas tax to raise money for roads and bridges. Mark Zedeklik, Minnesota Public Radio News, St. Paul.
Al Franken was Carrie Miller's guest on NPR's Mid-Morning on Thursday. If you missed it, you can listen or subscribe to the Mid-Morning podcast at our website, minnesotapublicradio.org. And while you're there, check out the site for Midday. Thursday's show featured a live broadcast of presidential candidate Barack Obama's speech in Fargo. New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg will be in Minneapolis later this month to help give a financial boost to the Independence Party of Minnesota. He'll attend a fundraiser breakfast July 25th and then deliver a policy speech at the Nicollet Island Pavilion in Minneapolis. Bloomberg is no longer considering an independent run for president this year, but Craig Swaggart, chairman of the Independence Party of Minnesota, says the New York mayor's views are very much in line with state party members.
Some important issues for him are the environment, infrastructure and transportation, healthcare costs, and education. And those are all four things that we strongly support.
Swaggart says Bloomberg's speech will focus on public infrastructure funding. Campsites in many of Minnesota's 66 state parks are expected to be full this holiday weekend, but so far this year, overnight stays in the parks are down by about 10% from 2007. DNR officials say they're not sure why. The late spring weather is partly to blame, but recent high gas prices are probably also affecting people's summer vacation plans. Minnesota Public Radio's Tom Robertson recently visited Itasca State Park and has this report.
Nearly 500,000 people visit Itasca State Park each year. For about 40 members of the Knutson family, camping near the shore of Lake Itasca is an annual tradition.
I found a tick last night. Did anybody else?
Yeah.
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 Abby Chose of Brooklyn Park is a member of the extended clan. She says the high price of gas forced her to do things differently this year.
We carpooled for a reason to get up here because of gas prices. I didn't want to drive my vehicle and her vehicle, so we all had to pack in the minivan.
It's a spendy trip for family member Mark Peterson of Alexandria. He pulled a huge camper behind his diesel truck, which gets about 11 miles per gallon. Peterson says getting together with family is worth it, but sky-high gas prices have forced him to scrap plans for a camping trip to Colorado this summer.
Like last year, we went to Yellowstone. The year before, we went to Black Hills. We're not planning any trips like that because of the gas prices. So state parks and stay in Minnesota can afford that.
DNR park officials expect gas prices will force more Minnesotans to stick closer to home this summer. That could translate to more park visitors, but so far camping is down from last year. Itasca State Park manager Matt Snyder figures the drop this spring wasn't necessarily because of the economy.
We feel more of that is due to the weather, that conditions we had earlier this spring with that slow startup. Fishing weekend is usually a bigger weekend for us than it was this year due to slow ice off and all that.
The cool spring was good news for indoor lodging at Itasca. In May, lodging was up nearly 70% from last year. And Snyder says people are still spending money in the park. He says gift shop sales are on par with last year. Snyder says there appears to be a new trend with park visitors. Itasca has seen a 50% increase in visitors coming in on bus tours.
And I don't know if that's being driven by gas prices, where people feel it's more affordable to get on a bus and come for a group rate rather than an individual aspect.
There's been a fairly stable number of people visiting Minnesota state parks over the past decade. But if you consider the state's population growth, visits on a per capita basis are actually going down. The DNR's Pat Arndt does marketing for the park system. Arndt says it's still unclear how gas prices and a shaky economy will affect the parks this summer.
Well, I know that we are focusing our marketing efforts on close-to-home vacations because there's a park within 30 miles of nearly everybody in the state, and we're just not quite sure what all of this is going to mean, if it means increased visitation for us because people aren't taking the bigger vacations or not. But intuitively, we know that people are just going to be spending more time close to home.
For the Smith family of St. Paul, dipping their toes in the headwaters of the Mississippi is one of the highlights of their camping trip. Michelle Smith says they originally planned to be in Manitoba this week, but they decided the travel costs were just too much.
It was about twice as far for us to drive, and so we just decided, why drive all that way and not be able to really enjoy anything as far as, because to do things costs money too. So we might get there, but we may not be able to do anything. So we decided to come here.
Husband Jake Smith says he has no regrets.
At first we were bummed about it, you know, but so far we really enjoyed this. So it hasn't ruined our vacation at all, but it definitely changed our vacation.
Nationally, the high price of gas will keep many closer to home this weekend. The travel group AAA reports that for the first time in a decade, fewer Americans will hit the road for the 4th of July holiday. Tom Robertson, Minnesota Public Radio News at Itasca State Park.
A cashier in Otter Tail County is accused of stealing nearly $60,000 from a grocery store in Perham that's owned by a state representative. Prosecutors say 25-year-old Francis Williams stole the money from Dean's Country Market between September 2007 and May 2008. Republican State Representative Dean Simpson owns that market. And finally, a technical note.
I'm sorry, so sorry.
Regular subscribers to the Polycast will have surely noticed some glitches and issues during the past few days, with some episodes popping up too much and others not enough. They assure me these problems have nothing to do with the fact that I've been filling in as host, but still makes you wonder, doesn't it? Anyway, truth is, they really are working hard to fix it, and we hope to have everything back in working order in short order. So with that, that's the Polycast for Thursday, July 3rd. Happy 4th of July. I'm Tom Weber.